Hey, is it realistic to think you guys can kick out more offense than you did last year? Given it's going to be basically the same.
Straight to it.
That's what you get.
Yeah, I mean it's April 18th. I mean, yeah, the goal. I mean, we're trying to be better on offense than we were last year. Yes.
Is that realistic?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to score more points, be more effective, be better in crunch time, even be better in third down. Yeah, I mean all those things. You're looking at all that for sure. I think, you know, giving the coaches this big amount of time before we get back, absolutely is giving them a time to analyze. You know, all of us as a unit, you know, our strengths and weaknesses as a player, strengths and weaknesses. And I think you come back now and now you're getting hit over the head with it. So absolutely. Yeah. What are points we need to get better at? What were we not very good at? And let's do it. And why? And you know, really kind of hitting those things, getting down to it. So no question. I mean, the goal is to, yeah, be a better offensive unit. I think we got a ton of guys coming back. You know, I think we've added a couple new pieces. We got the draft coming up. We'll see what happens there. No question. I think, though, you know, the big thing is having, I do think more so than any year I can remember, especially on the offensive side of the ball, the continuity. They have a lot, I mean, a big, big chunk of the guys coming back that have been in the system for a year, multiple years, and you're really kind of building off what we did last year.
Thinking back towards on last season and going through the video, do you feel like you guys left a lot out there?
Some games, yeah, for sure. Yep, some games.
Which ones in that stand out to you in that regard?
You know, certainly I think you look at the beginning of the year, just inconsistent, especially in second half of football games, fourth quarter of football games. We'd play well in the first half and just weren't getting enough done, going to a shell in the second half with the lead. And lost some games that really we put ourselves in good situations. You know, certainly I think you look at the playoff game, you start right there. You know, there in the fourth quarter, you know, need to be better. Can be better late in that game and putting ourselves in a better situation, I think, late. You know, there's going to be games like that. I certainly think there's some things that we can correct and get better at, myself included. So, but a lot of that stuff, you're looking at it collectively. You have a whole year's full of, and multiple years in some cases, but certainly last year is a chunk. You know, you can take all your third down, you can take all the 2 minute, all the red zone, all that stuff, and really break it down.
How much have you dwelled on that situation, the playoff game?
What's that? Yeah, I mean, it's the last taste in your mouth. So certainly, I mean, I think it's, you know, and I think it's something that's very correctable, you know, and I think it is easy to correct, and we will, you know, from an efficiency standpoint and being better in that, communicating better, everything that kind of goes into that. But certainly, yeah, it's what's lingering.
This is the most consistent situation you've ever been in your professional career. How much has that helped?
Yeah, it's night and day. I mean, just knowing what you're getting into, obviously all the relationships that you have with the guys in the locker room, all the coaches upstairs, knowing we're getting into. I mean, to not miss a beat, to go out there and, you know, to throw with the guys today and in the weight room. I mean, you're just so far ahead of the game, whereas, you know, to even compare it to a few years ago when you're starting over and, you know, you're just trying to learn how to, you know, how do we take snaps center? How do we drop back? How do we, you know, all those things. You're able to kind of, you'll be a little ahead of the game and try to take advantage of that. I mean, I think that's the key, is to try to take advantage and not just, you know, kind of sit on it.
Do you feel like are your responsibilities at the line of scrimmage going to change this year? I know you were given more responsibility.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, day one, you know, we'll see as this goes on. I mean, certainly I feel like already, I think coach is continued to give me more and more tools at the line of scrimmage, more and more of an ability to do different things, and certainly that changes week in and week out, you know, depending, but I think that's grown with each year and kind of the trust there. So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, certainly as this offseason goes on, I mean, we'll see how that goes, and then we head into camp.
Alex, you've been fortunate to be pretty healthy for most of your career. I'm curious what you think of some of these younger retirements. And if I recall correctly, were you going to limit your son's time?
To answer your question first, everybody's situation is different. Fortunately, I play quarterback. You know, I'm not really, you know, doing any of that stuff on a daily basis, on a game basis. It's just different. You know, so, yeah, and like I said, everybody deals with things their own way, you know, so it's hard to kind of answer that. It's hard to get into that. I know it's very gray. It's just kind of the way it is. Certainly, as far as the kid thing, I mean, I know how I came up, and I came up in a huge football family. My dad played, my uncle played, my uncle coached, my dad used to coach, my I grew up watching my brother play. Football is definitely in my family and in my blood. I didn't play tackle football until high school. That's just the way it was. I wasn't a lot, you know, not until I got older. I certainly think you can develop all the things you need to develop as a kid and do that. That's just the way that's what I know. So I answered that question. I think you're referring to that. I've been asked that before, and it's kind of the same way I answer. It's because what how I was brought up and what I know. So, yep.
Alex, you mentioned the upcoming draft. Just how much do you plan to follow it and see who Mr. Dorsey is going to pick to enhance this offense?
Yeah, certainly we'll follow it. Yeah, I mean, absolutely part of this team. Anxious to see who we add, to help us out. I mean, the team's incomplete right now. There's going to be a bunch of young faces. And that's part of the game. Rookies have to be a part of this. That's the nature of it. They have to come in and help right away. Anxious to see. Certainly it's drawn out now over 3 days, so it's hard to keep track of. It's hard to stay glued for 3 days, especially with little kids. But I will be following for sure.
Hey, Alex, I'm curious. Kind of going back to what Bob asked, for a quarterback to not play until high school, you got to learn concepts and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious, how long did it take you to, understand football concepts? Or did it take to get to Utah?
I certainly learned all the time, and high school is different. I played in the wing T, so I wasn't doing a lot of pro style concepts. So I learned a lot when I went to college because it was very different. And I learned a lot when I got to NFL because then all of a sudden I was running spread. Kind of specialty things. I think you can learn doing different things, especially at the quarterback position. I think you could learn playing flag and doing some of that stuff.
I think the question I wanted to ask you was, in retrospect, would it have helped playing quarterback at 7?
No, I don't think so. I played baseball. I threw. I played catch all the time with football. I mean, I knew how to throw. I mean, I think that would be the one thing that would be, exclusive to it as far as physical development is to throw a football. But certainly throwing a baseball obviously is very similar. I did that. I mean, I think blocking and tackling would be the only fundamental physical things learning playing tackle football. And as a quarterback, obviously, you're not doing a lot of that.
I don't get Andy Reid today, and I don't get any coaches, so I got you to ask you to put on your strategy hat as best you can. So you got Jamal Charles, you got Tre'Quandre West, you got Spencer Ware, Nile Davis. I'm curious, as a receiver, what are some of the things, does having two running backs Tre'Quandre and Spencer, proving they can run the ball, does that potentially open up Jamal to do some of the split out wide receiver stuff we saw him do, really especially the first year? Potentially open up some of that a little more?
Yeah, I mean, certainly a different tool set. Yeah, from a running back perspective, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think Jamal is a very unique guy, unique talent, unique tool set. And to kind of to pigeonhole him, for sure, I think would be wrong. I think one of the special things, though, is he does a lot. So, yeah, a little different. I think all those guys have their own strengths. I do think that's an advantage, from a strategy standpoint, to be able to take advantage of those guys' strengths when they're in, to plug them in and have them doing different things.
Just my last thing. When the Chiefs signed Mitchell Schwartz, I thought of one guy that might be happy about that. especially in this division, right? These guys are all coming off the right side.
Yeah.
And that's not a shot at Josh. Josh is a really good guard. What do you like in Mr. Schwartz, and what was your reaction when you saw it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard from afar. Obviously, I don't know him. I played with his brother, so there was that. I think the thing that jumped out at you was the staring at him from all the stuff aside, the physical stuff, was the dependability. I mean, that the guy, I don't know how many games he's missed in 4 years, not many, right? Zero. That's going to be there week in, week out, playing, that has that kind of history. That's rare in this league, those guys that can come in and do that and be able to have that week in and week out and that kind of dependability. I think that's really attractive. Yeah.
Alex, how do you anticipate the transition now from going from Doug Peterson? Now you're going to have two offensive coordinators.
Two brains now, not one. I think it's going to be great. I mean, obviously, Andy, heavily involved on the offensive side and still spearheading it. And I think it's great. I honestly like it. Those two, I think, have a great relationship, and I have a great relationship with both of them. So I'm really excited about it. I think they both have strengths. They both, bringing something to the table. I think, and one of the reasons, this probably the only reasons this is able to work, I think, is the environment here and the lack of egos. The guys just checking in and coming in, and it's starting at the top with Andy and certainly with these guys, with Chile and Nags. And you know, being able to do that, put all that aside and just work to get us better. And it doesn't matter whose idea it is or what, you know, can it help us? So, yeah, I think it's going to be great, honestly.
And with that, there's going to be a different quarterback room. Obviously, Chase has moved on. How do you evaluate both Aaron Murray and Tyler Brady? You guys could
it will be different for sure. I mean, certainly Chase and I were very close, and to have a guy that had played a long time in the league to bounce a lot of things off of it was valuable, you know, for me to have that tool there, you know, to constantly, like, what do you think about this, you know, on a Wednesday night, Thursday night, you know, am I thinking about this right? What do you think of my feet here? You know, just a guy, just a sounding board to kind of to bounce things off of was a great tool. And, you know, obviously have a great relationship with these other two guys as well, but a little bit they're younger and learning and coming up. But it'll be different. You know, we'll see. There's just three of us right now. Don't know if there'll be a fourth. Just have to adjust, you know.
Last year as a quarterback, did you tell a difference in the first half of games when Andy Reid was calling the plays and then the second half when Doug?
Yeah, you know, it actually was – it had gone on for a few weeks till I even found out that that was happening. So, no, I didn't know. You know, I was just out there running the plays. So I had no idea. You know, certainly coming to halftime and I give my two piece and I kind of hear what we're – you know, that, you know, what we're thinking moving forward. Certainly I played, I forget how many it was, but it was a chunk of games that I had no idea that had been even going on. So, yeah, I mean, when you're out there in the middle of it, it's hard to tell, certainly when it went on. And it was always a collaboration, you know, even in the first half and the second half. I mean, certainly if either of those guys had a thought, I mean, it's not like it was a, you know, they certainly would share that. So,
have you had a chance to check out the schedule and just what are your thoughts and just kind of how it's laid out for you guys?
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah, as soon as it came out, look at it. Yeah, I mean, there's certain things you're checking. You know, you're obviously looking at your opener. I mean, that's a big one. You know, where the bye week is, late in the year, all that stuff. I mean, certainly the Christmas Day game, the Thursday night game jump out. You know, where you're ending the year, things like that. You're kind of checking the whole thing out, for sure.
Looking forward to playing on Christmas?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, we were talking about it today. I mean, Christmas night, I think it'll be unique. I don't think I've ever played on Christmas. It'll be fun. I'm sure. I think we're going to show on that night. So, you know, to get to play Denver in that kind of atmosphere will be very cool.
Last one. Back to the backup quarterback thing. How do you think that's going to play out?
It's going to come down to the field. I mean, you know, those guys, different strengths, different guys. I think both though have been here, been in the system, have learned a lot. Both have grown a lot, I think. Excited to see how that plays out. They're both very good guys. I'm close with both of them. So, you know, I think they'll handle it the right way, too. They're both close with each other. So, certainly, I think a thing that'll be healthy. I don't think it'll, you know, it's bad for the quarterback room at all. So, we'll see.